Hello, this is Andy from Oral Fixation. Earlier this year, I launched my new podcast, Tracks of Our Queers. You may have given the show a listen, or you may yet to have explored. Each episode, I interview someone who fascinates me on the music that has soundtracked their journeys as queer people. I'm currently recording the show's second season, but there's 12 episodes available now to listen to. You'll find screenwriters and comedians, artists and DJs, charity leaders and community elders all in the mix. If you haven't checked it out yet and still have an appetite for queers and music, I'll be sharing previews from the first season right here in the Oral Fixation feed. Enjoy the snippet, and if you like what you hear, head on over to Tracks of Our Queers now and subscribe. My name is Andy Gott, and each episode I'll talk to a guest about one song, one album, and one artist that have soundtracked their life as a queer person. This episode, I talked to the majestically named Bonzai Bonner, a Glasgow-based DJ and founder of Scotland's number one alternative queer club night, Shoot Your Shot. They're the booker for the Berkeley Suite, an underground basement club in Glasgow, plus one half of LeisureQuest, a DJ duo on a mission to bring positivity and inclusivity to the dance floor and beyond. Since we connected online early in the pandemic, I've fallen in love from afar with Bonner, the work they do in queer spaces in Scotland, and of course, their exquisite music taste. If you enjoy this episode, please subscribe, leave a rating or review in your app, or even better, tell a friend. If you really enjoy listening, you're very welcome to shout me a coffee via the link in the show notes. Every penny goes to episode production and keeps the podcast ad-free. A heads up, we recorded this conversation back in August 2022 when I was at home in the UK, so do forgive any Zoom-related quality issues. Over to Bonner.
Hello.
Welcome to Tracks of Our Queers. It's a pleasure to be talking to you. And I know that I've been mostly sliding into your DMs, but we've been talking on and off online for probably over a year now.
Yeah.
About having some kind of conversation. So it's really lovely to just sit down with you and do it.
It's a pleasure. And for about 6 months as well of listening to the podcast of Oral Fixation, I didn't have any pictures or any images of what yourselves looked like. So I only went by, it was the energy that both of you.
And you listened, you know, during lockdown, which was confronting for everyone, but especially for people who work in nightlife and, you know, that area. I don't necessarily want to take us back to that dark time because I think there's positive movement ahead, but I would love to know, after a few months or however now, we're recording this in August 2022. Is there anything in the events that you are putting on or attending that you still think is somewhat missing from pre-COVID world, or actually has anything improved?
I can only go by what I experience in Glasgow, and I feel like a lot has happened in levels of improvement, and it's still going to continue as well. But what I see as someone who's the booker of a venue as well as putting my own parties on is that I've seen that people who connect to communities, especially the queer community, it's us who are thriving. It's people who are being authentic and showing what they're experience and movement with music is. I think in the long run, there's always going to be the big business part of music, but I do see that very quickly dismantling, and I'm all for it because it is. I think now more than ever that the lockdown allowed us to have conversations about reclaiming spaces again, and that's what is happening better than ever for over a decade or longer. It's the best it's ever been in Glasgow. And yes, there's still room for improvement, but I do see that those marginalised communities are the ones that are making things that are interesting and persevering despite the darkness, as you called it.
And I just think from what I've seen, you know, on socials, Glasgow's queer scene is absolutely thriving. And I've fallen in love with your club nights from afar. I've never been to one of your dance floors. I'm sure it's going to happen in the future, but I've seen the videos. And I have to give a particular shout out to your event posters, the artwork that you commission from queer artists to promote your events. I am such a sucker for event artwork. It makes such a difference to me as an attendee.
I appreciate that. Cheers. Well, I just want to credit some people there. Martina Bresanuti, who's really popping with the current ones you've seen. Yep. And there's so many other folk. Mark Patterson, there's Katie Forbes.
The other thing I wanted to say about your events is that I want to give a bit of a shout out to the way that you frame your welcomes and safe space policies. You touched on just now the community aspect of your events, and I'll never forget my first time on a full packed dance floor in during COVID era. It was so confronting and a little bit scary, but it felt like it was where I should also be. It was this weird contradiction of, I want to be here. I'm sure it will get easier, but I know this is supposed to be happening. But your safe space policies, they always felt incredibly genuine, sincere, and actually focused on returning to that pre-phone, pre-social media dance floor connection, and very much respect-based. It's like, we want you to all be here. We want to have a great time, but we want you all to show respect to each other.
Absolutely. And I'm glad that it does. It comes across that way, especially for someone who isn't based in Glasgow. Mm. And we do our best to still continue with the level of language and the level of connections and still make conversation with it. And the no camera policy, that there's so many different things that we try and do in different venues, especially, you say it yourself, queer life and just everything that isn't just queer life. A lot of what we do now is always documented, and sometimes it doesn't need to be documented. And on the dance floor, you can just immerse yourself in the experience of the music. And that's what these purpose-built club spaces have got. It's phenomenal sound systems. And there's a huge difference between that current and bass level as opposed to listening through your laptop speakers. Yeah. So you need to really unlock your body and feel the connections.
You, as I had already said in this episode, you put on, you promote, you perform at queer events in Glasgow and across the UK. You must see firsthand the relationship that I think is somewhat unique, but the relationship that queer people have with music. I would love to know, how much of your personal connection with music do you think is related to your queerness? Is there a connection, or am I just clutching at straws here?
Oh, no, massively. Like, music was always my route of escapism, being someone who was from a small village. And that was my way of being able to dream a bigger picture than what was there. And yeah, so that's what I try to convey with Shoot Your Shot. There is a huge importance with the music and the people who get to play in the booth. And whether that is someone who's an established artist, I still like to do my best to have somebody who's maybe not had the opportunity to be in these spaces. And it could be different levels. It's because of the gatekeeping that I have experienced, and I want to give that back to somebody who I know is probably going through the same thing.
I would love to know, do you remember the first song or album you heard that made you feel seen in your queerness or othered? But
I think with the tracks that I've chosen, these are the ones that definitely resonate the most, and especially with the way that I DJ as someone who loves so many different genres and styles and rhythms. There's this incredible soft spot I have for that music that's always just synth heavy, and it's always, it's so melancholic driven. It's always going to hit you like at the heart, and you have to sometimes, it might take a few lessons. Sometimes there's some of the tracks from the band that I've chosen, I still have to maybe listen more intently into. And yes. I think it's, there's like a sheer beauty and a genius with it.
Yes.
So I'm looking forward to chatting about the three.
Well, that said, let's just get into it then. What is the track that you are discussing today?
Well, I try not to bubble up. The track is Pet Shop Boys, Always On My Mind, and it's the Extended Remix.